What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Let me give you another example of how fucking rude Destiny is. Alright, right now, he was in the middle of a discussion, and his guest, he paid for this interaction, right? So Destiny, in the middle of the fucking discussion, stops the guest from doing what he's doing, saying what he's saying, to go bring somebody else. He's like, oh wait, hold on, somebody, I had a guest, another guest coming in to have a discussion with me. Let me interrupt this and go downstairs and go get her real quick. Didn't even ask his current guest, like, hey, is this okay if I could stop this real quick? You know, I got a visitor coming. Doesn't even say that. And then he fucking lets the fucking, you see what he's doing right now? He's actually giving a microphone to his fucking visitor. Like, here, you chime in on the discussion that we're having. Like, dude, no. First off, this discussion is between me and you because I paid for this session. If that's a fucking problem, I'll fucking leave right now. See what I'm saying? Like, Destiny just has no fucking manners whatsoever, and he's running around telling people how they should think, the types of manners that they should have, their beliefs, all this shit. And this is why I dislike Destiny so fucking strongly. He doesn't give a fuck about anybody else's opinion or feelings other than his own. Watch, check this shit out.
It's a little bit,
Sorry, let me give you some context on the subject. Context of the subject had to deal with marital issues. Like, why marriages tend to not work out. And they asked the chick, right now she's in the middle of kind of like settling in and kind of chiming in her fucking opinion. She's doing the Michelle Obama. Talking when she's not supposed to. And then, well, right now she's about to wrap up her shit, and then they're gonna ask her a question, and then she's gonna give her opinion.
Difficult for me because I'm not the average norm, especially for people who agree with my ideology. I grew up in a household where the mother was probably the heavier breadwinner, even though both my parents worked, and I anticipate working, so.
Okay. Would you date a guy that earns less money than you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
How much?
Okay, hold on. Before we get to everything else, they asked her a very simple question. And then, yeah, they asked her a very simple question, and then she answers it, right? And then they kind of, and then Destiny does this shit where he leaves it, he fucking questions her, and he does this shit all the time, where he gives the girls an out, rather than just cementing her fucking answer into the books, he gives her an out.
And I anticipate working, so.
Okay. Would you date a guy that earns less money than you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
You see that? Right there. See that recoil? He wasn't surprised. As much as this guy fucks, as much as this guy does all this other shit, right? Apparently, supposedly. And he's so in tune with feminine nature, and he's so in tune with all this bullshit. He gave her an out. He gave her a fucking out. And then she starts to second guess herself. Watch.
How much less?
I mean, I really don't care about dollar figure. I actually said this on whatever. It's just For instance, if they have a company that they're starting or business that they're starting and it's losing money at first, I wouldn't have an issue with that if I thought...
Okay, hold on. Not a guy that is in his early years of business.
I can't. I hate that example.
Yeah.
All right, so it just ends there. That's the fucking... That's the portion that I wanted to talk about. Whenever a fucking dumb bitch ever... Whenever you ask her a simple fucking question, she answers it. And then, when you go to explore what it is she's saying, whenever she says, I mean, or whenever she says, I don't know, it depends, or whenever she says, it's kind of like, you know, it's complicated. Because, like, the situation always has to be nuanced in a way where she benefits. I don't know if the guy was like a former millionaire and he had his own business and like he had a yacht and like he could sell the yacht and he had an island with like little boys and girls on it. Like, I don't know, maybe like some bullshit like that, right? It's always got to be some fucking weirdo bullshit that they pull out of their ass. Some weird nuanced bullshit. No one said like, hey, would you date a deadbeat? A guy who fucking makes $1,000 a month? What did she say? Yes. Like, no. What'd she say? Would you date a broke guy? She said yes. And they should have just left it at that. Because, I mean, in a sense, I'm actually pretty fucking happy that they explored and asked if they, you know, what it was. Because now I'm realizing that when a girl says that, yeah, I'll date a broke guy only if. Well, yeah, that's the other one. Only if. A broke guy only if he was formerly $1 million. A broke guy only if he had his own business. A broke guy if he did this or that. You know what I mean? I hear this shit all the fucking time, man. And it's so fucking annoying. I went to a bar. I think I told you this story a few nights ago. Dealt with the exact same shit. The girl was trying to press me, trying to fucking vet me to see if I was a good man for her. And I'm like, bitch, you're in your fucking 50s. What the hell do I want to do with you? Can't offer me kids. You can't offer me shit. And she just, like, looked down at the floor. She's like, well, you know, I raised kids. And it's like, so that's not giving me kids. Like, these, like, it's just so delusional. Shit, what would we get into? She tried to fucking turn the tables on me. She was just like, uh-huh, yeah, and what makes you a good guy? And I was like, fuck, dude. You, like, trust me, we don't want to get into that topic. She's like, no, seriously, what, come on. What makes you a good guy? And I was like, fuck? Like, who the fuck are you? Like, I want to know if you're a good guy or not. And I was just like, no, dude, I'm not. Fuck off. Oh, yeah, and why not? And I just told her flat out, like, dude, I got fucking trauma, and I don't want fucking people in my life. Are we good? Is that a good enough answer? Oh, what kind of trauma? And then she tried to, like, make fun of me, and I was like, dude, my fucking ex killed my fucking kids. Like, is that a good enough answer? Like, oh, all of a sudden, yeah, now here comes the sympathy. Where was it before when I told you to fuck off and I don't want to talk about it? Yeah? Are we good now? Can we fucking move on? She's like, okay, sorry, I didn't mean to pry. And I was just like, no, yeah, you did. Stop. And then she just like, okay, well, you know, my, like, she's trying to trauma bond. Well, you know, and I'm like, okay, well then fucking give me your story. Here, let me see how, like, how, what makes you a fucking good person. Go ahead, let me hear it. And you know what she said? I dated this guy, and we dated for years. And I raised his kids, and I'm like, oh, let me guess, you got with him because he thought he had kids, therefore, ergo, he must be a good dad. She's like, no, I thought that the kids needed a mom. And I'm like, and how well did that work out for you? And she's like, they hate me. And I was like, yeah, exactly. You want to know why? Because you weren't the fucking mother. Rather, the mom was a deadbeat drug addict piece of shit. That just goes to show you how they raised the kids, and ergo, they were bad fucking kids. They were bad seed, and you wasted your fucking time trying to raise those kids. And this is what you have to show for it. Talking shit to another guy at the bar. And she just like, fuck, alright? She just like snapped out of it. Like, she realized, like, she was talking to the wrong motherfucker at that point. And then she's like, you know, anyone ever tell you that you're an asshole? And that's when it started. It's like, no, I'm not an asshole. I tell the truth. And, dude, like, it just, it fucking infuriated me. Infuriated? Infuriated. Whatever. My Spanish and my English fucking kind of lickety. Like, everybody tries to say my name, like, fuck, I can't remember, it's weird. Yak, that's what it is, fucking Spanish. Yak, ay, yak. It's ja, it's really not that hard. Ja, not ya, ja. And then they go, it's not that hard. They're really not that hard. They're fucking surrounded by English, and they refuse to fucking speak it. It's just, alright, that's another topic. But my point is that chick is no different than this one. It fucking blows my goddamn mind. It blows my goddamn mind how these chicks, every time you ask them a very simple question, there's gotta be a fucking cadre, a platoon, a unit full of fucking nuances that they gotta adapt and attach and all this other... The motherfucking excuse, the example has to look like a goddamn Gundam by the end of the goddamn explanation. Just pieces just put together that make no sense, that are just slammed together. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, this shit looks like... This story sounds like Frankenstein by the end of the fucking... I don't know, he's gotta have tattoos and he's gotta be an ex-gangbanger from the fucking, you know... From the Eastside Pirates, and he's got to have, like, you know, like, Ripley muscles, and he's got to have a scar on his left eye, and it's like, what the fuck? Can't fucking, dude, I can't tell you enough, like, how goddamn crazy these chicks sound, especially when they're at the bar, and you've got enough, dude, I think alcohol is, like, the ultimate truth serum. I haven't figured that out yet. It's mainly because I drink by myself. And when I don't drink very much at all, except for that night, I had a few drinks and I was just like, "Wow, the red pill lens and alcohol do not go well together." Let me tell you, it's fucking tragic and sad. You see a bunch of like leftover women at the bar just sitting by themselves, just miserable, and they dress up to like the tens, dude. And they talk about nonsense. It's like, they talk like a schizophrenic. First off, they interrupt you, they cut you off, and they talk about random shit that, like, what was it? This chick was talking about COVID, and how, this other chick, right? She was talking about COVID, and how, like, what about those people who had no idea that COVID was going on? Like, how do those people make it? What, they weren't they abused? Weren't they trafficked? Weren't they this? And I'm like, what the fuck? The hell are you talking about? Like, so you feel empathy for them? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so what's this story about? My life sucks. I'm like, oh, okay, well, why don't you just say that? I remember just asking, like, all right, well, sounds to me like you're having a good time, all right? Well, take it easy. She just tried to, like, follow me. She tried to, like, trail behind me. Like, that's like the level of insanity that is left after all this fucking emotional abuse that these chicks put themselves through. They put themselves through this shit. And I'm sick and tired of fucking being told that guys are the ones that do it. No, they put them fucking selves through this shit. They picked the motherfucker. They vetted him out. They picked him out. They wasted their time. And then they fucked the shit out of him. And then they expect that their pussy's going to somehow magically polish the stick enough to get him to change. It blows my goddamn mind. And I hear this story time and time and time again of the fucking little engine that could. You know, like, oh, here, let me kiss my prince's dick and see if he can transform into a king. Like, fuck. I just don't get it, dude. And then I asked the chick, okay, yeah, like, you know, like, what, you know, what about your story? And then I just told her, like, oh, all of a sudden, like, see what I'm saying? You thought you were so high and mightier than thou, like, when you fucking came up to me, and then I put you in your fucking place, and I told you, like, all right, what makes you such a good person? You just, and came up with the shit story yourself. All right? Like, leave it. Stop trying to pry. Stop trying to know my life. I'm not interested. Like, what the fuck? And again, the situation had to come out in her fucking interest, because when my buddy picked her up, he dropped me off, right? And I think he did it just so he could get rid of me, so he could go fuck her. And then she goes back to the bar, or he goes back to the bar, he picks her up, they go someplace, and all she could do was bitch about me. And my buddy's just like, yeah, dude, all she fucking did when I picked her up was just fucking complain about you. And here's what pisses me off. Like, women are so fucking entitled that she just started complaining to my friend about me and then saying, you should not talk to him anymore. You should just, like, stop talking to him because you don't need people like that in your life. And it's like, who the fuck are you? So you're going to tell my friend to fucking stop talking to me because you didn't like the way we had our interaction? What the fuck? So our interaction didn't work out, so you're going to try to ruin a fucking friendship? What the hell's the matter with her? And my buddy's like, dude, that's the last thing I'm going to do. He's a good friend of mine. Like, you don't know him, but I know him. He knows what he wants. And if he doesn't want a 50-year-old chick with, you know, baggage, he doesn't want her. And he told me that she stood, like, fucking still, just looking out the front of the fucking window. Like, she realized, like, oh, fuck. Like, I've hit my fucking cap. Like, no, dude, I don't fucking want any of that garbage bullshit. And whatever fucking friend that Destiny decided to bring on is a fucking epitome of that. That is, like, literally the stepping stones to that shit at the bar. Can't fucking believe it. You ask them a simple goddamn question, then they just start pulling fucking bullshit out of their ass. Oh, well, you know, it's kind of like, what if, like, fucking unreal. Guard your heart.